Hot 91 Nugget, and Al, you never know who might drop in at some stage when you're doing a show.
Well, look, if you've been around the Sunshine Coast the last few months, you might just randomly, wherever you are, I was in a cafe on Sunday morning and Cooper Johns came wandering in. Wherever you go, random members of the Melbourne Storm just find themselves wandering the Sunshine Coast. A bloke who we gave him our address a while ago and he keeps coming back, our old mate Cameron Munster. How are you, Munster?
Yeah, good, Al. And now, good. How
mate,
you going, boys?
Good, mate.
We're very, very well. How are you finding your time on the Sunshine Coast? Obviously, you boys, you got very comfy here last year. You did a lot of time during the lockdown, obviously, last year. But the boys, from the lads I've seen around the place, you've settled in pretty well.
Yeah, pretty much called the Sunshine Coast Storm now. We're getting around the locals a fair bit now. So, I guess a lot of the people around Sunny Coast are getting used to seeing some Melbourne Storm players around. The boys are obviously loving it in Twin Waters. Always sunny most of the days. So, yeah, I guess you can't complain. But, yeah, we're still thinking about our members back in Melbourne. They're doing it tough there as well.
And the good thing is, like last year, you were at, it was basically training, the resort, and wherever you were playing, maybe an airport and a plane. Have the guys enjoyed the fact that you could actually go out and be part of the community this year?
Yeah, bloody oath. I think the boys have been very lucky and fortunate that we've been able to go further than the resort. So I guess that just shows on the footy field as well. I guess the boys have got a good balance now. I guess we were obviously footy last year because we couldn't obviously leave the resort, but now we can. We can obviously get, obviously there's some partners and some families around so they can go into the beach. Take them to the shops or go to other doing other things. There's some nice restaurants around Sunshine Coast now as well. So, yeah, we've been obviously really very lucky. And, I'm sure a lot of the Sunshine Coast locals are loving us up here as well.
Got any favourite haunts at the moment, mate?
Obviously, I like going to Rice Boy.
How good's Rice Boy?
Rice Boy's
one
really
you don't
good.
See Nugget there all the time.
I've actually heard about it. Yeah. I heard they've got a little spot for him there.
Yeah, so you've seen the sign that it says Nug's Corner. And, how good's Rice Boy?
Yeah, it's so good. I've obviously been to Giddy Geisha as well. Because
you haven't been to Giddy Geisha yet, have you?
No, I haven't, but it's the same.
It's just over here in the new CBD, and it's outstanding
too,
isn't it?
It's really nice there. It's lovely there. It's obviously similar cuisine, but... Yeah, they've obviously done a couple little different menus or different foods on there. So, yeah, it's really nice there as well. Obviously, a big fan of junk as well in Ocean Street there too.
Yeah, he's getting... And look, we should say, because on our former show, on our old station...
Oh, Munster's Munchies.
Munster's Munchies, yeah. Because where Cam
should
gave us a recipe every week.
Get behind the stove and start cooking
don't
up.
Don't worry, he knows what he's doing
I'll
behind the hot plate.
I'll doing a couple of little reviews on some of the restaurants around Sunny Coast now.
I think people would really appreciate that. Hey, quickly, on Monday, of course, it was the public holiday down in Victoria and in New South Wales. And a big part of the day was the Fight MND Big Freeze, the Neil Danaher-led charity. The Melbourne Storm had a little taste of it as well, because on Monday at Twin Waters, if you didn't see the footage, Craig Bellamy, arguably the greatest rugby league coach of the modern era, a man who deserves to be respected, a man who deserves to be applauded for what he did, was dressed up as Elsa from Frozen. as a request, I believe, from both his granddaughter and I think maybe Neil Danaher's granddaughter. And then, obviously, because he couldn't jump into the pool at the MCG, he got some frozen water dumped on him, or freezing cold water dumped on him by a couple of lunatics. You were one of them. The sick look on your face as you did that, you enjoyed that a lot more than you were supposed to, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure. I guess... the media guys at our club asked me if I was happy to do it, and I put my hand up straight away. Not every day you get to get back at your own coach, so when I heard that, I've never seen Elsa with so much back hair though. It wasn't a pretty sight standing behind him, but I was very happy with the way I dropped the water on top of him.
That version of Let It Go is actually about the razor.
Let It Go, Let It Go.
Saturday night, Sunshine Coast Stadium, the Sunshine Coast Storm taking on the Tigers. This will be a fun one because you guys have just hit the top of the ladder, but the little Tigers, are they one of those teams? They're a nightmare for me for tipping. I don't reckon I've tipped the Tigers right since the 2005 Grand Final. Are they one of those teams when you prepare to play them, you're either going to get the team that's just won three in a row or the team that got pumped by Parramatta last Sunday? They're up and down, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess it's very hard when you play a team like the Tigers. They've got so much talent in their team and they've got so much potential. They can score tries from anywhere. And obviously an old Storm coach and Madge McGuire there. So he knows the system back to front with us as a club. So we haven't had the greatest, winning streaks against them as a team. I know we've had some troubles, especially at Leichhardt, when we played against them, and we never really started well against them. So that's something that we've really been focusing on. Every time we played them, they've either scored the first try or the first two tries.
Yeah, so, never lost a game here on the coast, though, mate.
Fingers crossed. A bit of pressure on us, and obviously us being on top of the ladder now, Penrith will be breathing down our necks. So we need to make sure we can still play consistent footy. And our younger boys that have been playing when we've had our Origin players out, have been playing some outstanding footy, and that's one of the reasons why we're on top of the ladder at the moment.
I've got to ask, as you go out the tunnel on Saturday night, will the last words from Belly Ag be, "Oi, knucklehead, no kicking"?
Yeah, look, it's not a great thing to be obviously known at. I'm obviously not the well-liked bloke at the moment in the game, and that's rightly fair.
Roger seemed to take it pretty well the other day.
Oh, I didn't actually touch Roger.
Yeah. It was a warning shot.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a warning shot. It wasn't the spirit of the game, and I'm very, very sorry about that. I've obviously got a text message from my mum and told me I need...
the worst.
Yeah, so
I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, so my mum messaged me that. So, yeah, I guess I need to pull my head in and start realising that...
Look, we can vouch for you. We've known him for a while. He's a cracking young bloke.
He's a fair man.
We love his work, and he's a bona fide Sunshine Coaster now. Saturday night, Melbourne Storm taking on the Tigers. You can still get some tickets. They start from $20.
Yeah.
Cheap night at the footy. Go to the stadium website or tickettech.com.au for those tickets. Cameron Munster, always a pleasure, champion. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.